This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Students are back to quote-unquote school, some at school, some remote via screens. In a typical year, lean school budgets sometimes mean parents donate for supplies like pencils and markers. This year, some classrooms are also looking for pandemic-related supplies. DJ Kashmir reports.
Cameron Oldroyd has been teaching middle school in Utah's Jordan School District for 2 decades. But he's never started a year like this.
Hey guys, what's up? You ready? Scan foreheads and hand sanitizer.
Oldroyd recorded that at the classroom door right before his 7th grade tech and engineering class. It's a hands-on course, but because of COVID-19, his students can't share supplies. So he's trying to buy everyone their own safety glasses and vinyl gloves. He also needs extra electronics equipment.
Our principal right now is amazing. Anything we need, she tries her best. But budgets this year just wonky as all get out.
So he's turned to online crowdfunding. He's trying to raise more than $3,000 using a website called Donors Choose. He's not alone. Nearly 1 million teachers have tried crowdfunding for their classrooms over the last 20 years. That's according to Brett Lee, a professor at Texas State University who has studied the practice. But recently, Lee says, teacher crowdfunding needs have changed.
The supply requests during the pandemic are in 2 categories.
Teachers need supplies for remote learning, headphones, laptops, tablets, cameras. They also need safety equipment for in-person learning, air purifiers, face masks, hand sanitizer, and thermometers. In August, Donors Choose says it got more than 12,000 requests for items like these. And teachers are crowdfunding on other sites, too. Often, Lee says, those teachers work in schools with high economic need.
We're seeing them say, hey, my kids have the right to be healthy and to be safe, even in the midst of the pandemic, regardless of their socioeconomic background.
It's not easy to fundraise while teaching in person and teaching remotely and trying to stay safe.
I go home way more tired. I've been staying way later.
Oldroyd teaches 5 subjects to 223 students. He wants to make sure every one of them can focus on learning safely this year. In New York, I'm DJ Kashmir for Marketplace.